As the partial government shutdown enters its 19th day, Skagway's National Park Service employees remain furloughed or continue to work without pay. And the Skagway Rec Center adds a laser tag set to its arsenal of fun. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. The municipality of Skagway announced today that a special election for the mayor's seat will be held Tuesday, March 19th. The winner of the election will carry out the remainder of the current term, which ends in October. Any Skagway resident qualified to vote in borough elections may run for office. Residents may file as a candidate in the election from January 14th until January 28th. Candidates must submit a declaration of candidacy and a public official financial disclosure to the borough clerk. The deadline to register to vote in the upcoming special election is Sunday, February 17th. Absentee ballots by mail should be requested by Friday, March 8th. Vice Mayor Tim Cochran has been serving as the acting mayor since Mayor Monica Carlson passed away in December. On Tuesday, the Hainesboro Assembly voted to fund a design for new assembly chambers in the public library. If the new chambers are constructed, future assembly meetings may be held at the library. The Hainesboro Public Library's expansion and addition project was first proposed back in 2014. The addition would expand the library in two directions. The north end would expand into the existing parking lot to make more room for library staff to work. A new multi-purpose area would be added to the south end of the building for meetings and other activities. That's where some borough staff and assembly members are proposing to put new assembly chambers. In October, the assembly voted to contract MRV Architecture to complete a design for assembly chambers as part of the expansion. Last night, the assembly allocated $30,000 to pay for the design. The decision to allocate funding for the contract was contentious. Assemblymember Stephanie Scott was opposed. She said it didn't make sense to pursue the idea because the borough already applied for grant funding to improve the public safety building where assembly chambers are currently located.
If we do not get the grant from the other agency that we've applied to, then I would reconsider for that reason. But right now, at this time, I do not think it's wise to go forward with this request.
The public safety building, which houses the police and fire departments in addition to assembly chambers, is not accessible according to the Americans with Disabilities Act standards. That's why the borough applied for a grant to make improvements to the building. But Heather Lendy, the Assembly's library liaison, says that project is far off in the future. She says in the meantime, the Assembly should start meeting in a more accessible location.
We have to have a place for government and meetings to meet. And right now, this building, it's not fair to people who can't go up the stairs to go to the bathroom.
The final vote was split down the middle, with Assembly members Heather Lendy, Will Prisciandero, and Sean Mady in favor of funding the design. Tom Morfitt, Brenda Josephson, and Stephanie Scott were opposed. Mayor Jan Hill broke the tie in favor of allocating the funding for the contract with MRV Architects. Hill said that while she was initially skeptical of the idea, conversations with the library board and staff led her to support it. Other discussions at the meeting last night included strategies for lobbying the state legislature and resource extraction regulations. However, few decisions were made. The Assembly did introduce an ordinance that would amend borough code to fine dog owners who leave their pets waste on public rights of way or private property. The U.S. is stretching well into the third week of the federal government shutdown. For the Upper Lynn Canal, this means the federal employees at the Klondike Gold Rush National Historical Park aren't going to work or receiving pay. But a few jobs can't be put on hold. KHNS's Claire Strempel has more.
Over 5,000 Alaskan jobs are affected by the federal government shutdown. At Skagway's Klondike Gold Rush National Park, 33 employees are furloughed. A furlough is a temporary layoff. None of them are working or getting paid. They could be among the hundreds of Alaskans applying for unemployment benefits this week.
As the shutdown has continued, we've certainly seen a pretty good spike in federal workers that are not working calling in to file a claim for benefits.
Patsy Westcott is the director of Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development's Employment Division.
We definitely have several hundred more claims this week than we would have otherwise had without the shutdown. The longer the shutdown goes, the longer these individuals are without wages. That impacts their ability to pay basic non-deferrable expenses and put food on the table.
Westcott cautions that if employees receive back pay, they will have to repay their unemployment benefits. But those dollars could get local families through weeks without a paycheck. Except for essential employees. Carl Sommerhauser and Corey Toll are on duty at Klondike through the federal shutdown. They are working without pay to keep up security and maintenance. They declined recorded interviews, but as chief ranger and point of contact during the shutdown, Sommerhauser answered a few questions. When he spoke to KHNS, he was unsure whether or not he qualified for unemployment benefits. Westcott says, probably not.
So if they're already working full-time, whether they're receiving compensation or not, they wouldn't be available for other full-time work. And so the short answer is no.
So essential employees are working without pay but do not qualify for unemployment. Sommerhauser is currently the park's only law enforcement and is on call to respond to emergencies threatening life and safety. Toll is tasked with daily maintenance for the park's historic buildings. Without this upkeep, there's a danger of costly damage to the buildings, burst pipes, for example. They'll be waiting until the government reopens for a paycheck. Historically, national parks employees get their back pay when work resumes after a federal shutdown. It is uncertain whether or not that will be the case this time. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check us out on the NPR One app and Stitcher.